With the Kentucky Derby less than 2 weeks away and the summer travel season approaching, state tourism officials are in full advertising mode right now. Those in tourism stress the economic gains seen through increased tourist numbers. Now is the time to roll out the bluegrass carpet to visitors from far and near. Kentucky Travel and Tourism Commissioner Kristen Branscom admits the Derby attracts visitors through tradition. But Branscom says the term Kentucky Derby can benefit attractions 3 to 4 hours away from Louisville. And the state focus is on out-of-state visitors.
We focus really on outside of the state. We want to get those visitors from other states, other countries. We want to get them into Kentucky and spend their time and their money in our communities.
The Kentucky Derby traditionally attracts a big crowd on its own, but a number of smaller businesses do count on state tourism marketing to help generate commercial dollars. Pike County Tourism, Convention, and Visitors Bureau Director Tony Tackett says that comes into play for bed and breakfasts, boutiques, gift shops, and diners.
You know, they rely on us because they don't have that hub of that marketing dollar. Whether it's conferences, conventions, whether it's honeymoons or weddings that people come to Kentucky for. You know, if they do not know, they do not show.
New travel figures are due out this spring. Branscom says some 26 million visitors made a stop in Kentucky in 2016. She says the 1% state transient room tax generates about $12 million annually. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.